Just one halakha on the laws of Yom Kippurim. The halakha says that on Motzei Kippur we must make Havdalah. And halakha tells us that there is a ner. We do make the beracha Boreh Me'oreh Ha'esh on Motzei Kippur. But there is a fundamental difference between the ner that we make on Motzei Kippur as opposed to the ner that we make on Motzei Shabbat. Halakha says, Maran writes it in Orah Chayim, Siman Taf Resh Chav Dalid, Halakha Dalid, that the ner that we use for Motzei Kippur must be what's called a ner sheshavat. That's a ner that was already lit from before the holiday and stayed lit throughout Yom Kippur, and now you make a beracha specifically on that ner. On Shabbat, however, the halakha says that you use a ner that was lit newly on Motzei Shabbat. What is the logic of this difference? Why on Shabbat is tafka a new ner, where it's Kippur, it's a ner that was there from before. So the Rishonim explain as follows. The Me'iri brings this down. That the whole purpose on making ner on Motzei Shabbat is to commemorate the creation of fire. When was fire created? Motzei Shabbat. The Midrash says Adam rubbed two stones together and a fire came out. So therefore, we're commemorating the creation of fire on Motzei Shabbat. Therefore, we created new fire on Motzei Shabbat. Now, She'ekel on Yom Kippurim is a different concept. The concept is that normally on Yom Tov, ner is permissible. You're allowed to use fire on Yom Tov. After all, ochel nefesh is permissible. You're allowed to cook. However, Yom Kippurim is the exception from all the Yamim Tovim that ner is Asur. So therefore, the principle that we're using over here is we're trying to say that this ner that was Asur to us on the entire Kippur now becomes permissible. And therefore, you have to have a ner that was there during Kippur. Because we don't want to light a new ner. If you light a new ner, you're saying, well, this ner now is permissible. Well, this is always permissible. It was never forbidden. What you want to show is that the ner that was forbidden the whole Kippur, that same ner now becomes Mutar. Therefore, Maran writes that if you don't have a ner sheshavat, you do not make the beracha. It would be considered a beracha lebatala. So the question is asked, what about in the case of this year where Yom Kippurim falls out on Motzei Shabbat? So here you can argue and say, well, it's Motzei Shabbat. So even if you don't have a ner sheshavat, you have a new ner, lechavra, you still should be able to make a beracha because of the Motzei Shabbat reason, because the ner was created. So actually, Hakam Avadya, in Hazon Avadya Shin Ayin Het, in page Shin Ayin Het, in Hazon Avadya in Chot, Yom Kippurim, brings down many Rishonim that say that indeed one is able to make a beracha on the ner on Motzei Shabbat, Yom Kippurim, even if it was not a ner she Shabbat, even if it's a new flame. Some of the Rishonim is the Ra'abaya, also the Ritba, and that was also the Ra'a, as well as the Me'iri. So you have a whole list of very significant Rishonim that say this, and he quotes the Mishnah Berura as well, that also brings down these Rishonim and says, Lahalakha, that's actually the Mishnah Berura in Sha'ar Siyun Otet in Siman Tafresh Chaf Dalid. And therefore, the halakha, Hakam Avadya's posek, that while normally in a regular year when Yom Kippur falls out during the week, on Motzei Kippur, if you don't have a Ner Sheh Shabbat, you do not make a beracha. However, on Motzei Shabbat, you should try to get a Ner Sheh Shabbat, but Tovu Banaim, to get all the benefit of Kippur and the benefit of Motzei Shabbat. But if not, if you only had a Ner Shelo Shabbat, and you created on Motzei Shabbat, you can make a beracha, Borei Me'oreh Ha'esh, לכתחילה.